Now let's consider the question of home bias for making investments. There is often too little diversification of investments across national borders. That is, individuals could hold a portfolio with roughly equal expected return, but lower risk, and yet it seems they do not do so precisely because they're reluctant to invest across borders. We also can say there is an investment preference for the home country, thus the name home country bias. American stocks are comprised of about 77% domestic American equities, yet the U.S. stock market is only about 32% of the overall global total. It's more extreme north of the border, so if we look at Canadian portfolios, they are full of domestic Canadian stocks at about 80%, yet the Canadian stock market is less than 3% of the overall global total. That does not seem to be efficient diversification of risk. Australian domestic portfolios are at about 76% invested in Australian stocks, and yet the Australian stock market is less than 2% of the world's total. More extreme yet is South Korea, where the domestic portfolios are about 89% full with domestic South Korean stocks, even though the South Korean stock market is about 1.4% of the world's total. Sweden is one country where people do diversify more across borders, so Swedish portfolios are about 44% full of domestic Swedish stocks. But keep in mind, even that number is extreme because the Swedish stock market is only about 0.7% of the world total, and yet it's filling up about 44% of these domestic portfolios. Another way to express the numbers as a whole is that overall investment in foreign stocks is about one-third of what it should be, were investors following what we think are the rules of efficient portfolio diversification. And in developing economies, this relationship is even more extreme. Investment in foreign stocks is about one-tenth what it ought to be to achieve, again, what would appear to be efficient international portfolio diversification. So if you're a Canadian investor or Swedish investor, you could lower your overall risk by buying more stocks in Brazil, more stocks in Germany, more stocks in Hong Kong, wherever, and precisely because the stock markets of these different nations do not all move together, you will have greater protection against adverse events. The fact that you, as an investor, may have the value of your human capital tied to your domestic country, connected to your domestic stock market, that's all the more reason why we should expect an even higher level of risk diversification across borders. Sometimes transactions costs are a reason why investors do not put more money in foreign countries, and there are in fact a fair number of foreign stock funds which have fairly high loads, commissions, and fees. Still, there are many foreign investments which do not have such high fees, and when economists have studied the matter, in general they have found that these transactions costs at the margin are not high enough to account for the lack of diversification across borders. Another claim is that holding stock in domestic multinationals gives you a lot of indirect exposure to foreign countries. So if you own stock in the U.S. company Ford Motor, well, Ford Motor is selling automobiles all around the world, and that does give you some implicit international diversification. Still, when this has been studied more exactly, economists find that even domestic multinationals, they tend to move in value pretty closely with domestic stock markets, and there are still a lot of diversification gains to be had from investing more abroad. One reason for not investing more in equities abroad is the possibility of facing double taxation, that is, your capital gains may be taxed in the country where you are investing and then taxed again at home. Even if you can avoid such double taxation, avoiding that double taxation in a lot of cases will take some extra paperwork. That's seen as one reason limiting investment diversification abroad, but keep in mind there are countries which do not tax capital gains at all, and they still have the same lack of diversification. And in general, this problem is not seen as big enough to be able to explain the entirety or even most of this puzzle. Another possible explanation, more psychological in nature, is simply that investors have a kind of overconfidence. And if you're going to have overconfidence, well, most likely you'll have overconfidence in what it is you know. So if you are, say, an Italian, you're most likely to have overconfidence about stocks in Italy, and that will lead you to weight the domestic portfolio too heavily. Keep in mind that in most finance models, it's a puzzle why there's so much stock volume at all. It's probably the case that a lot of people are trading because they, with overconfidence, think they know more about the market than other people. So there is some indirect evidence there's a lot of overconfidence out there, and maybe a lot of that overconfidence is in fact directed more at the domestic stock market. And yet another postulate, also psychological or behavioral in nature, is simply that investors prefer familiarity, that we as people prefer familiarity. We have some sentimental relationship to home and to our country. This may seem quite inexact, but keep in mind this lack of efficient international diversification has not been fully explained, so psychological explanations such as these perhaps are playing a significant role. To read more on this topic, I recommend all of these articles, plus, of course, use of Google. The figures in this video have come from this piece, Home Bias in Open Economy, Financial Macroeconomics. And for some corresponding puzzles from international trade, see also our videos on the gravity equation.